It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. If you've traveled around Wisconsin, you've probably seen some of the state's official historical markers, and there are some new markers on the way.
Partnering with local ambassadors, the State Historical Society is placing 12 historical markers across Wisconsin communities this year to share stories that have been overlooked in state history.
The markers highlight stories like the first African-American-owned hospital in Milwaukee County called the St. Anthony Hospital, and the story of Ojibwe treaty rights and the Walleye Wars.
Mallory Hansen is the statewide services coordinator for the Wisconsin Historical Society and lead collaborator on this historical marker project. Mallory, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Excited to be here.
We've got this round of 12 new historical markers coming up around the state. We're going to dig into some particular ones with the Organization of Chinese Americans. But tell us in general, what was the goal? What was the purpose in this latest round of markers?
With our mission at the Historical Society, everything we do is to connect people to the past by collecting, preserving, and sharing stories. The markers program is one of the ways that we do provide that access to history. And a few years ago, the Society launched an initiative to look at all of our existing historical markers. And something that we discovered is that while there are many incredible stories told through that program, there are some gaps in some of the stories and histories that are told. So we were very fortunate to partner with the William Pomeroy Foundation and are focusing on re-envisioning our state historical markers program. So these 12 markers that will be installed over the next year or so are focusing on Black history, women's history, Indigenous people's history, as well as recent immigration history and other topics that are currently underrepresented.
Can you highlight a couple more of those?
Absolutely. So one of them that we're working on is going to be installed in Barron County. This is in collaboration with Barron County Historical Society. It's going to share the story and effort to reclaim Ojibwe treaty rights and the ceded territory. Some of the other ones that we have planned as well are going to be going in Prairie du Chien and looking at sharing stories of enslaved persons who lived in the area during the 19th century.
If somebody wanted to set a goal of seeing all of Wisconsin's markers, is there a way to track them and find them all pretty easily?
Absolutely. So we do have an interactive map on our website. So you can actually see the list of, I believe we're up to 620 now. So if you are looking for a good summer road trip, definitely encourage people to check that out.
Mallory, thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Mallory Hansen is the statewide services coordinator for the Wisconsin Historical Society. She's the lead collaborator on the Historical Marker Project. Now we turn to Adam Carr with the Organization of Chinese Americans. They're creating two markers in Milwaukee County. Adam, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We've got two markers here, one at the Forest Home Cemetery, I understand, one on MLK Drive, looking at parts of Chinese American history. Can you share some of the history you're trying to convey with these markers?
Absolutely. So to give you a little background on myself, I recently turned 40. I'm from Milwaukee. My family moved here in 1985. My mother is Chinese. My father is Irish. And having grown here, really grown up here in the abundance of the city, I know a lot of great Milwaukee stories and history. That's been part of my work too. But a lot of the Chinese history that could have been mine that we're bringing forward in these markers, actually, they were not stories that I grew up knowing. It was not history that was part of the canon of Milwaukee and Wisconsin for Chinese people or anyone really. So these two markers are very meaningful for me because it's history that I wish I'd had growing up here. It's history that now children and Wisconsinites, Chinese folks, Milwaukeeans will have here in Milwaukee. So that some of that history that's real is not invisible. And the two markers that we are creating through this program are commemorating the history of Chinese laundries in Milwaukee, as well as the Qingming tradition, which is a spiritual and cultural tradition around cleaning grave sites of Chinese ancestors that happens on an annual basis in Forest Home Cemetery.
And can you talk a little more about the history of Chinese laundries in Milwaukee?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I went to grade school downtown in Milwaukee at a school named Golda Meir. in Golda Meir. It's an elementary school right on the edge of downtown. And at one point within, a 1 or 2 mile radius of that school, there were dozens of Chinese laundries that were part really of the industrial engine of Milwaukee. These were part of the machine about 100 years ago when Milwaukee was the machine shop of the world. And, before deindustrialization, when the industries of Milwaukee were mighty, there was a place within that system for Chinese people that was largely through restaurants and laundries, which were, the businesses that were oftentimes the containers in which Chinese people could live into in America.
Can you talk about the challenges of trying to make sure you include all of these stories of the different communities that made up Milwaukee at a time when there's kind of pushback against representation, and we see historical photos being removed from federal archives and things like that? Is it weird to do this kind of work at this time?
I'll answer it this way. We're in Wisconsin. This is Wisconsin Public Radio, and we have a lot of prairie landscape in the state, and the prairie landscape is activated by fire. I feel like at this moment, the landscape that I know, the history that we hold, the ways that we understand each other as neighbors, I feel like there's a fire raging in some ways. And as part of being activated by fire in the prairie landscape, there are seeds that wake up by that fire. And I think right now, for me personally, I am feeling very drawn to the seeds that I feel are important to protect for our next generations, and really our stories, who we are, where we come from. That's not something that we can debate, actually. And I think for those of us who have not felt the license to claim who we are and where we come from, I think now is more important than ever to find those seeds, especially in Wisconsin, where it does feel like the prairie fire is raging, so that we know this landscape can continue forward. So, historical markers, I know, are just part of that too. They're not going to light the world on fire. But what I also know is the work to preserve history and to make it less invisible and put it in concrete spaces that we share. That's an act of hope. And I really do appreciate the Wisconsin Historical Society saying now is a more critical time than ever to make sure the story that we tell about Wisconsin represents as many of us as the state actually does.
Adam, getting back to these markers, I understand one of the things, one of the lessons you're hoping that they convey is the dignity of work and labor, as seen, say, in a Chinese laundry, but obviously a more universal message than that. What do you mean by that?
Chinese people were part of this incredible engine of Milwaukee. And, the era of socialism in Milwaukee was one where labor, being blue collar, being a worker, didn't mean less than. It actually meant something very prideful. To be a worker in Milwaukee, to be blue collar, meant being middle class. It meant being, it actually meant that you had some power in the world being a worker. And for me, knowing my mother coming from Los Angeles, her family coming over to this country, or my family, my grandparents making that choice, and my mother growing up in a laundry was not an easy thing. The world that my grandfather and grandmother wanted for my mother and her siblings is one that there were Chinese people in Milwaukee working to create. And, as the son of my mother, and thinking about what it meant to grow up working in a laundry and the incredible labor that represented for her and her siblings in their family business, that's what made my life possible. That's what made, and that isn't just a Chinese story. That actually is a Milwaukee story. That is a Wisconsin story, that those that came before us, their toil, their labor, it was an act of faith for the future. And I think there's an incredible dignity in that.
Adam, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Ron.
That's Adam Carr, member of the Wisconsin chapter of the Organization of Chinese Americans. He was a lead ambassador on the new historical markers we were talking about. Earlier, we spoke with Mallory Hansen, statewide services coordinator for the Wisconsin Historical Society.